That's just Aaron, you have to say that. It's a, what is it? You get slabs that you cut it.
Bacon. You can get it smoked or not smoked.
And then, you cut it. You know, you have it cut those for pork of bacon.
Well, now what about side meat or Midland meat?
Yes.
Now what are those? Are those the same thing?
Same thing. It's all the whole side of a. You know, I was a country girl. You know, that's why I know so much about hog killing. And then.
Some of you from boiling meat, we have ribs in it. You got white meat, boil well.
What do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl and hog head and things like that?
Well, now it's called sass. Used to be called sass meat. Some call it just pressed meat.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry? When you bite into a cherry?
Let me see, what do you don't call it?
Tree.
I don't know. It always, but I know that we had cherry trees, and my father was a sweet. He had cherry trees planted by the fence, and then he had about, on that fence, he had about a 10-inch plant by that cherry tree. Where we could walk from one side. I had 12 trees planted on. You know how this had to space them a bit.
Yes, ma'am.
And now we had that where we could get up and get on that fence and get our cherries.
Oh, that must have been nice.
And I said, well, he was a sweet papa. I think he, to think about all those things.
Yeah, that was very thoughtful. Uh-huh. Well, can you think of what you call that thing when you bite into a cherry and it's that whole thing in there?
Well,
you call it a pit or a seed or a kernel?
A kernel? Well, I think it's just a seed.
So that's what you say, a cherry has been pitted.
Pitted. It got the seed out.
Well, what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
The seed.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
The meat that sticks to the seed.
Well, that's a pressed.
One is a pressed peach, and one is a clean. I mean, that's a clean stone, you know. That the meat hangs to the seed.
And what about the kind that the meat separates from?
A clear seed.
Okay. What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
String beans. I don't know what else.
What do you call beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans are the ones we have that you have to shell them.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips that you eat?
The tops.
Yes, ma'am. You know, when you cook them up with bacon.
Oh, yes.
What do you call them?
The turnip greens.
Have you ever heard that called salad or salad?
Salad, turnip salad. You know that, yes, a lot of people speak of the turnip salad.
What do you call corn that you shuck and cook and eat with your hands?
Oh, that's on the, that's what roasting is. You take it and boil it on the cob.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground? It's light brown and it has darker stripes on its body.
Must be a polecat.
No, ma'am. Actually, I don't know if these things live around
here. A foghorn. I don't know that.
The
polecat is the only thing I ever saw that run through my yard. But that polecat I saw run through my yard one day.
Yeah, but he's bigger than a squirrel.
Was, but he was a striped thing.
Well, he's the thing that smells bad.
Yes. And so that's the only one I ever saw.